Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Welcome in. 855-839-1210. Let's go to America's mayor. Coming to Philadelphia today, Mayor Rudy Giuliani. Mr. Mayor, welcome back to the show and welcome back to Philadelphia.
Well, thank you, Dom. Nice to talk to you. Happy Columbus Day.
Happy Columbus Day. Well, in Philadelphia, it's kind of Indigenous Peoples Day, but they take off for Columbus. So it's kind of funny how that works. I like the tweet. You're getting a lot of action on Twitter about the parade for the Lakers that'll be in downtown Beijing, apparently.
That'd be a nice place for them. Yeah, I'm sure they'd enjoy the smog, and they'd enjoy, you know, getting an equal salary with all of the other people in communist China.
Exactly.
I'm sure they'd want to share their millions and millions with the poor people of China. I can't imagine they wouldn't.
Yeah, exactly, Mr. Mayor. Now, I got a report from our mutual friends. You're going to be in Northeast Philadelphia today when you come to Philadelphia rather than South Philly?
I guess. I mean, I'm familiar with Philly, but I guess I'll be in the Italian area, I imagine, right?
Well, that's South Philly. That's where I was born and raised.
Okay. Which means I can eat well. Good.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we have to send you a list of the best Italian. We'll get in trouble if we give you too much. We have to give that off air. But
right.
you're probably unaware of this, but the mayor knows the power of Giuliani in South Philly, so he's blocking that event you were going to do with Lou Barletta later today over at the arena on Swanson, claiming you can't do it during this crisis. I have Northeast Philadelphia, 2100 Byberry Road, Suite 110, was just given to me. But what is your message? Let's start with Italian Americans particularly, which are still very, very strong and big fans of Rudy Giuliani, certainly in South Philly.
Well, I sure think they should be big fans of Donald Trump and the Trump-Pence administration. And I also think they should be even more concerned about a Biden-Harris ticket. I mean, these people want to change the essential nature of the United States of America. It will be a country unlike the one we know and love. They seem to oppose American values. There isn't a thing they don't want to change. They want to change the Electoral College. He refuses to tell us whether he's going to change the court. Tells us we don't deserve to know. Who the hell do you think he is? Biden tells us we don't deserve to know.
Exactly.
Shows he has a fundamental misunderstanding of what it means to be a president in a constitutional democracy. The government belongs to us, not Joe Biden. He has no
exactly.
right to keep that information secret if he wants to be our president. And if we vote for him, we're stupid.
We're on the same wavelength. Can we get the president a bit, Mayor? On the front lines, I'm telling you this, everybody I speak with on air and off, it's crystallized around Biden not answering about the Supreme Court. We finally have something even the media is picking up on. What can the president do, though, until he gets him in another debate to force the issue? What do you think can be done? Because the media is asking it. He's just still refusing to answer it.
Keep doing it. Joe Caves. I've seen it all throughout
okay.
his career. I've known Joe Biden since the 1970s. I was introduced to him by a colleague of mine in the U.S. Attorney's Office who went to law school with him. I can tell you exactly what he said to me. He said to me, "You'd really like Joe. He's a really good guy. But boy, he is the dumbest guy. He hardly got through law school. He plagiarized. He cheated. But he was so charming, he kept getting out of it." So it's not unusual that a guy like that plagiarizes as a senator, constantly lying, and he took so much money, it's really disgusting. His family has made millions selling his office. I mean, who the heck is going to pay his son $14 million when his son just got kicked out of the military for being a crack addict? Would you pay a crack addict $14 million if you were a smart, crooked Ukrainian businessman? Of course not. You're paying for Joe. And the family's been playing that game for 30 years, and they're multimillionaires. So he sold out his office. Not the smartest guy in the world. He's selling out to the left wing big time now. You know, he plays the game. I'm not going to defund the police. I'm just going to reprogram the money. Right? So
yeah, exactly.
You get in trouble, we'll call a social worker.
Well, Mr. Mayor, though, you know I'm up close, too. It's obvious that even some people in the media now, Brit Hume said it on Fox with Chris Wallace, and there was pushback. There's apparent cognitive deficit, and it'll only get worse under the pressures of the presidency. You know him over a long period of time. What do you see?
No doubt about it. Oh, I would just ask somebody if they could do it. Go back and look at a speech 5 years ago and look at him talking now. And if you have any experience with dementia, he's got it. It's not even the big mistakes that he makes. It's the hesitating way in which he speaks. That's not Joe Biden. If he talked that way all his life, fine. This guy was fast, glib. He covered being stupid by talking a lot and talking very fast, and he was very glib. He is not anymore.
Yeah.
I've had doctors look at it, and they show me the DSM-5, which is the handbook for psychiatry, and they show me eight out of ten symptoms that he's displaying. You know that thing about forgetting the Pledge of Allegiance? The thing that goes first is short-term memory. Well, there's nothing more short-term than trying to remember something, you know, that you've known for a long time, and now all of a sudden you get confused in the middle.
Yeah.
You did it with the preamble to the Declaration of Independence. Here we are, coming to Philadelphia. The guy can't recite the preamble of the Declaration of Independence. We the people, blah, 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 blah. That's right, that thing.
Mr. Mayor, your trademark, though, of what you did to turn around New York, you know, Philadelphia, I would go up to New York a lot prior to you taking over, and you would get out of there certainly before sundown, and what it has become, that even de Blasio is screwing it up, but it's going to take him a while. That's how great it is what you did. You're aware that Philadelphia, we're on path because of this progressive Jim Kenney, Mr. Mayor. 450 homicides, and I think we're only one-fifth the size of New York City.
Yeah. I mean, it's clearly done by very, very insane political policies. It all could change. I mean, you also have a DA that's a disgrace. I mean, your DA was bought and paid for by George Soros so he could ruin your city, so you'd become socialist. He did about 25 of those. Like the people in St. Louis who were being prosecuted for defending their home against 800 people that were yelling at them because they wanted to rape her and they wanted to kill him. Those people are being prosecuted by another bought and paid for George Soros DA. And there's one in Chicago. Remember the Jesse Smollett case?
Yep,
people
exactly.
Say, how did that guy not get prosecuted? Must have been fixed by the Obamas. That one is put in there also. My $2 million donation from George Soros. And you're saying to yourself, why is this man doing this all about the country? 25 DAs, because he wants to ruin the criminal justice system. So we'll become a socialist country, and we will become part of the international order. He doesn't like America. They don't like America. And the Democratic Party has gone from being a blame America first party, they're now embracing hate America policies. And we got to stop it. I believe if you're a Democrat, you should vote Republican to straighten out your party. They get a big loss now. They get a big loss. They're going to go back. They're going to get rid of the bums, and they're going to put good people in. They used to be good people in the Democratic Party. I ran New York City with 45 Democrats and 6 Republicans. So I had to get Democrats to agree with me. And they were good people. Not all of them, but there were enough of them that cared about the city more than the Democratic Party. That's all you need. You just need to care about the country more than Democrat or Republican. The president cares about the country.
Now, the
Republican Party comes back.
The president's pretty upset, and I understand why. We want justice and the appearance of justice, but John Durham has had, I think, a pretty excessive period of time to get to the bottom of this attempted coup, and I wonder if you agree with that.
100%. Some of these indictments you could do in 2 weeks. I mean, I could work overnight, go before a grand jury, and get Comey indicted tomorrow. Real simple. I just show him the three affidavits in which he said that they were verified, and then I present five witnesses who he told at the same time that it wasn't verified. That's easy. I mean, you don't even have to be a lawyer to figure that one out. They call that lying, and since you sign an oath, they call it perjury. Now, General Flynn's answer was ambiguous. It wasn't under oath, and it wasn't written down anywhere. The FBI agents wrote it down, their version of it. And the two Asians didn't think he was lying. And he gets prosecuted. It's a flat, out-and-out lie, and it has a big impact. Flynn's lie didn't have any impact. If it was a lie, they already knew the answer. In the case of Comey, it led to a man being tape-recorded, put under surveillance, his life blown apart. I helped to start the FISA court. That's a tremendous intrusion into your life. I mean, it comes into your bedroom with you, and it follows you in your car, and it gets to know everything about your personal life. You only do that when you have very strong evidence that the person is involved in something that's going to affect national security. But they didn't have that evidence. They had a phony dossier, and now we find out they even knew beforehand that this was all a Hillary Clinton plot.
Yep.
Brennan wrote that in his handwriting, in his own handwriting.
You've been very generous with your time, but I know your guys, you got a tight schedule today. I'm going to get to the bottom of...
We'll talk again.
Yeah,
we may get there.
We will, Mr. Mayor. And again, right. When we have clarity, where are you going to be first today? Do you know in Philadelphia? We want to send people to you.
Where are we going to be first, Jane? The Columbus statue.
Ah, what time do you think you'll be there?
About 12:31, 1 o'clock, I think.
1 o'clock, Columbus statue, Mayor Rudy Giuliani. Mayor, thank you. Thanks so much for joining us today.
All right. Good. Take care. Thank you.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.